Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know, Thanksgivings vary from house to house. I mean, even throughout my life, you know, growing up, we had, you know, anywhere from 12 to 18 people around a big table and, you know, all the classic, you know, embarrassing questions and conversations to my current edition where it's like 35 people, things go, it's more like a party. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, the kids are running around playing, they're all over the place. Obviously, you can't supervise everything and you want to make sure everybody's safe. And that means a lot of different things. You don't want people to drink and drive. And part of it's like, you know, I know it's true in our house. There's medication that's in accessible places. And you want to make sure just you're careful. And we always like catching up with Kelly Julison from the Governor's Prevention Partnership to talk about this side of things. And maybe there's a couple things around your house you could just tighten up just to make sure everything is safe. And there's no, you don't lose anything by making sure of it. Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
And same to you. And I'm grateful for the relationship we have with GPP and the work you do. Why this week is it important to talk about medication safety?
Well, I think you hit it on the head, Brian. We have a lot of people coming into our homes, whether it's this week or in the coming weeks as we go into the other winter holidays. And our medicine cabinets are a dangerous place. We don't even think about the things that may be in there, whether it's an old prescription for opioids that you got from a wisdom teeth removal 10 years ago, or something simpler like old cough syrup that we no longer need. And so it's a really important time that just take a few extra minutes and go through your medicine cabinet. If you need to keep things, make sure that you put them up high, or even better, if you lock them up. Because think about how people are going into your restroom. They close the door. Whether it's intentional or accidental, there is an opportunity for misuse in those moments. And so this is a really good time for us and a reminder to just take that extra safe step to clean out our medicine cabinets. And as you know, Brian, we can help you do that with those doTERRA pouches that you can order them for free from us at preventionct.org, and we will send them directly to your house. And your town may also have a Dropbox take back location. It's really important that we properly dispose of them and not just throw them in the trash or flush them down the toilet.
Yeah. So if people do some sort of inventory, I mean, you advocate, you know, doing a clean out, you know, before a company get there. And you talked about a few things to try to get rid of. If they can't secure one of those pouches before Thursday, they should just try to put it like, I don't know, in their sock drawer or something. Like, where is a way they can just store? So you don't want them to throw it out. You want them to get the pouch so they can get rid of it in a way that makes sense for the environment. But what should they do if they don't have a pouch and they want to make sure it's out of harm's way? What should they do with it?
I think it's a great idea to hide it if they must, but there are those local take back boxes that are available in some communities year round at your local police station. So you could do that. But or the other option is some medicine cabinets have an option to actually lock them. So that could be another option too. But I know we're coming down to the wire here with Thanksgiving just 2 days away. So I think you're right, Brian, just safely hiding them where people won't be able to access them access them for a limited time may be your best alternative.
You know, we're talking with Kelly Juleson from the Governor's Prevention Partnership, and again, it's preventionct.org. Is that the correct place to point people to, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's where they can get the Doterra pouches from. Yep.
You know, in terms of the notes that I was going over, you know, I hadn't thought about this, and I think maybe I should, even though I don't see any problems within my household. You think that Narcan should be in every home?
Absolutely. Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about why?
Because you just never know. You know, similarly to why do we have a fire extinguisher in our home? Because you never know and you don't want to be caught unprepared. And so you just never know when someone may be struggling. The great thing about having Narcan on hand, like if someone was unconscious in your home and you're not sure why and you gave it to them, even if it wasn't from an overdose, they wouldn't be harmed. And this is just a simple nasal spray. There's two in each box. I actually keep one in my glove compartment in case I'm out. The other wonderful thing here in a state like ours is we have Good Samaritan laws. So if you, as a person who was trying to help, you know, reached out to someone and gave them naloxone or Narcan, as you said, in a situation that you wouldn't be held responsible for what happens. And so that it's just a safe way, an option to help people to restore their regular breathing if in the event of an overdose, and you just never know.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
I was just going to say, I think it's a phenomenal point I had not considered. And so I didn't know it's not an injectable thing anymore. It's a nasal spray.
So it is available as an injection, but yes, you as a consumer, it's just a nasal spray so that you can get them. You can get them directly from your pharmacy. You don't need a prescription to get them. There are also several community agencies that will hand them out. And it's a great thing to have. You know, I keep it in my drawer in our bathroom, excuse me, our bathroom cabinet. And like I said, I keep one in my glove compartment.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the hope is that you never need it, but you don't want to be caught in a situation where you know that seconds can make the difference in terms of restoring someone's breath pattern. But again, even if you're able to, if you do use it, make sure that you call 911. Right. That's the other piece of this. But I do think we need to break down the barriers, the stigma, the idea that I don't need this, my guests don't need this.
Right.
We never know who may need it.
Well, I think
it could be someone walking by the front door and they're in distress and you have a moment to help and be a hero in that situation.
Well, I think the two key takeaways, you know, and from these conversations, I feel like often I know everything, but this, you know, I do. I honestly do. But I also like... But so this is really new for me. And so the number one thing is if you give it to somebody and they're not overdosing, it doesn't hurt them. And the number two thing is if you see as a Samaritan, if you see something and you do something, you're not liable if it's not the right response.
Exactly.
Okay. And I think those are two really important things to note. And so I think it makes total sense to go out and get it. And it's OTC now. I mean, I don't even know, like, is it expensive?
That's a great question. I think it's about $40 or $45 over the counter, but there's many community agencies like the local regional behavioral health action organizations that someone could Google in their own community that may be giving them out for free. So there are options to get them, but it's an investment well spent, Brian.
Yeah.
I know it seems a little bit expensive, but you know, when we consider that we may be able to save someone's life,
Let's make sure
that we have it.
Yeah, I think it's a phenomenal idea.
You know what, Brian? I'm in Windsor all the time for the kids swimming, so I will make sure. I will, if you send me your address, I will drop some off for you.
I'm happy to give it to you. I don't want to target myself for our listeners, but
fine.
I can shoot you a text.
You can tell me later.
Kelly, have a great holiday with your family. We always appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. You too. Take care.
Kelly Juleson from the Governor's Prevention Partnership. Again, preventionct.org. Everyone knows I live in Windsor on Windsor Avenue. It's not like it's a big deal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.